God is who believe, all those who trust in the risen Savior, our Jesus, his incomparable love, we come to make known to you here today, that through the death and resurrection of our Savior, these historical facts, that believing in them, in Jesus, who is alive and alive forevermore, life can be yours today. Ask him, seek for him, knock on his door, and he will answer you. Everyone who asks, he says, receives salvation, the gift of his Spirit, life, love, joy, lasting joy to be found in Jesus. We bring the gospel to you again, all self. The gospel, the good news, the glad tidings. Only glad tidings there is. The only joy and happiness of all soul today, here in this spot, this corner of the town of Walsall. Listen up, hear the word of God, believe the word of God, confess the word of God, and live. You'd like a copy of God's word, it's offered to you. Freely, no cost, no obligation to you. You're simply and only for the taking. God's written word, written that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and believing that you might have life in his name. Come, take the word of God, read the word of God, believe the word of God, and be saved, and receive God's salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. The message is what? The message is this, that God so loved the world. God loved you, also sinners. God so loved the world of sinners that he gave his only Son, his only begotten Son, that is Jesus, gave him up to the death of the cross, and then raised him from the dead. Christ is risen. Death is conquered. Whoever believes in him, in Jesus, shall not be ashamed, shall not be disappointed, shall not die, can never die. Why? Because Jesus says, I am the resurrection and life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Life, 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 Walsall. Life in Jesus, in the risen Jesus. Christ. The Christ of the Bible, the Christ of Holy Scripture, the Christ that I bring to you today. Jesus Christ is alive and alive forevermore, and salvation, forgiveness of sins, pardon of all your iniquities, the blotting out of all your transgressions, and eternal life found in Jesus. Believe in him. Turn. Why will you die, says the Lord, when life is to be had, life is to be found, eternal life, abundant life, overflowing life is to be found, is to be had in Jesus, whom he sent into the world, that you might live, woe soul, that you might live and live forever and not die. How? Why? Because Christ is risen and death is conquered. Sin and death and hell have been overcome. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and this salvation and this life and this incomparable love of God, I tell you, will be yours. There is no love like it. The love of Jesus. All for sinful men. Even for Walsall sinners. Here today. In the town of Walsall. Love. For you. who have transgressed His law, who have broken His commandments, who have spoken against Him, who have lived in disbelief, in unbelief, love for you, lost all sinners. God in Christ Jesus reaches out to you here today, reaches out His arms of love, of incomparable love towards rebellious sinners, towards those who all their days have lived in defiance of Him and in rebellion against Him. He reaches out to you because you won't reach out to Him. He reaches out to you. He beckons you. He pleads with you. Offers you life from the dead. Offers you salvation. Offers you forgiveness. Offers you heaven. Heaven! That's why He's given us the gospel. That's why He's given us this good news. Why He's given us the Bible, so that you might know. He's had it written down so that we don't forget it, that God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. His only Son, His beloved Son, He gave Him up to the death of the cross and then raised Him again from the dead to conquer sin, conquer death, conquer hell, to overcome the powers of darkness and of evil that hold you captive in a snare, blinded by the god of this age. Jesus came to rescue you. He came to save you. He came to give you life everlasting. Oh, believe. Only believe, He says. If you can believe, all things are possible. All things are possible. The miracle of your resurrection, the miracle of your salvation, of your forgiveness, is a possibility if you can believe, if you will believe. Only believe, says Jesus. That's all. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Word of God for you here today also. Listen up. Listen up. If you got a Bible with you, open it at the book of Psalms, Psalm 31, and read along with me if you will. Here is what God says. Be gracious to me, Lord, O Lord, because God is gracious. God is a God of grace. Undeserved favor, unmerited favor of God. That's His grace. He's very gracious also. And would be gracious to you. Should you approach Him? Should you call out to Him? Just like this man. Be gracious to me, O Lord. Let that be your cry today, that God would grant you grace, grant you freely, grant you what you don't deserve, and grant you what you cannot work for, be good for, pay for, or do anything else for. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress, He says. Many, I don't doubt, the town of Walsall today, who are in distress. In distress because of all manner of things, the things that life throws at you. Maybe because of your own sin, or maybe because of the sins of others. Maybe because of sickness and pain, distress comes to us in many shapes and forms, and for many reasons. Are you in distress? You got a question, you want counsel. Come to me. You want somebody to pray for you. I would gladly pray for you. That God deliver you from your distress. Would you like a copy of God's Word and read for yourself these very words? A copy of the Bible and see the help and see the grace that this man got. He cried out, he said, "Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress." He got deliverance. There's deliverance from the God of grace. The living God, the true God, the God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other God, Walsall. Cry out to him for grace in your distress. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, for he will abundantly pardon. Show mercy. There's mercy, there's grace with God. The free grace of God in his Son Jesus Christ, sent into the world, a gift to the world. Why? Because he so loved the world that he gave his only Son and gave him up to the death of the cross to save and to deliver us from our worst distress, that of our sin and its consequent judgment. Oh, call out to the God of grace today, Walsall. My eye, he says, is wasted from grief. My soul and my body also. The weariness of life has come upon him. Oh, are you wearied with life? Are you wearied with life in this world? Many, many there are, and they're not just old people like me. Many people who are wearied of life in this world today, in this time of Walsall today. Is that you, Walsall? Are you wearied of life? Have you had enough of it? Well, Jesus says to the weary, he says, "Come to me. Come to me and I'll give you rest. Come to me and I'll give you relief. Come to me and I'll give you life. I'll put life back into your weary soul." But what causes the weariness of life, I ask you? It's our sinful living that comes out of our sinful natures. That's how we come into the world. Natural born sinners. And we weary ourselves in sin. No wonder that there's weariness. No wonder people are weary. Look at the sin that abounds in your land, in your society today. People are weary and sick of it. The sin that abounds, the uncleanness, the lying, the cheating, the adultery, the fornication. Is that how you live, Walsall? Is that how you've been living all your days in sin? Then it's no wonder. No wonder that you're wearied of life. Because that's what sin does. It wearies you. It takes the very life out of you. But Jesus came. He came, he said, that you might have life. And that you might have life more abundantly. How possible? Because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Because Jesus is risen from the dead. He has conquered sin and death and hell. He has overcome death, my friend. Life is to be found in the risen Savior. Jesus came that you might have life. Are you weary? Are you weary of life? Are you weary of your sin? Are you weary of this sin-cursed world? Do you think to yourself sometimes, maybe in a quieter, a reflective moment, perhaps you think to yourself, is this all that there is to life? I'm weary with it, I'm tired of it. Do you sometimes think to yourself, Is this all that there is to life? Is this it? Is this as good as it gets? Are you weary of life, Walsall? That you, sir? Are you weary of life, sir? Huh? Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. This is not it, Walsall. This is not as good as it gets. God's got better for you than this. He's got his incomparable love. He's got lasting joy for you. He's got life and happiness. Oh, he's got forgiveness. He's got deliverance for you. He can lift the burden. He can lift the weariness. He can refresh you and restore you. Restore you to life. He can resurrect you from your tomb of unbelief. But you've got to believe. I tell you that God loves you. I tell you that Christ is dead for your sin. But what are you going to do about it? Me telling you the facts. Me telling you the history. Me telling you the story. That's not enough. You've got to believe in Walsall. You've got to possess it. You've got to lay hold upon it. You've got to seize life when it's offered to you here today and also. Jesus says, come to me and I'll give you life. You weary people, weary of your sin, weary of life, weary of the world, weary of your family, weary of whatever you're weary of. Come to me and I'll give you life. Freely offered to you. Freely offered to you by the one who overcame death. Who overcame it. Who trampled it underfoot so that now the Bible can laugh. The Bible can mock at death. Oh death, where is your sting? Oh death, where is your sting? You're gone, you're dead. Death is dead. Jesus killed it. The empty tomb. It's empty. There's nothing there. There's nobody there. It's empty. Jesus is alive from the dead. And he can offer life to you today. Weary, weary sinners. Are you weary of life? Are you weary? Are you sick and tired of life in this world? Do you think to yourself sometimes, I wish it were better than this? Tired, worn out by your sin. Oh, it's a hard way. The way of sin. Sin's a hard taskmaster. It wants its pound of flesh out of you. He's a hard, hard taskmaster, sin. Yeah, he'll beat you to death. He'll take the life out of you. That's what sin does. But Jesus is not like that. He's not a hard taskmaster. He's a leader. He's not a driver. We don't get driven by Jesus. We follow Jesus. We follow him willingly and lovingly because he's a good master. But sin is a hard taskmaster. You weary here? Are you weary of life? Are you weary? Are you tired of sin and what it's done to you? The cost of it. Count the cost, says Jesus. Count the cost of my salvation. But also, count the cost of your sin. Count the cost of your sin. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Another visit to the casino and you end up with no money again. You go to the alehouse and you get drunk again and you wake up in poverty and with a sore head and maybe the family gone. Is it worth it? The cost of sin. Your homosexuality and all the disease and all the twistedness of mind that brings to you, is it worth it, Walsall? Is sin worth it? And then when it's finished, it brings death. It brings death to everybody. It's a killer. Is it worth it, well, Saul? No. No, it's not. Sin's a hard taskmaster, but Jesus, his burden is light. His yoke is easy. He's a delight to follow because he'll love you. He'll love the weariness out of you. He'll love the sin out of you. He'll love life into your soul. He'll make you alive. He'll take away the weariness. Aye, I think so, eh? It's getting a bit damp.
Yeah, it's going to get worse.
Thanks, brother. Thank you. As I was saying, Walsall, before the rain rudely interrupted me, my friends, Jesus is a good master. You follow him and he'll lift the burden. He'll take away the weariness and he'll give you life. Come to me, come to me, he says. You may, you can. You can come in the authority of his own word. That's what he says, check it out. Matthew chapter 11. Come to me. Come to me, you who are weary. Are you weary of life? Are you weary of living? Are you weary of sin? Are you weary? Are you in distress? Come to me, says Jesus. You may, on the authority of his word, trust him. Put your confidence in him. Today also. No other way. No one else who can put life back into your soul. No one else who can make you alive. But hallelujah, Christ is risen. Death is conquered. Weariness can be overcome. Life after death. Yes, also in Jesus. Come to him. Believe. You may. You have a justification. You have a word. You have a word to believe. The gospel is declared amongst you. God reaches out to you in his incomparable love. Reaches out to you because you won't reach out to him. Because you won't come to him. He comes to you. He comes to you and he calls you. He cries out to you. He pleads with you to be reconciled to him. Through his son Jesus, and receive forgiveness, receive pardon, and receive life, deliverance from your distress and from your weariness. Come to Jesus. Come to him today. Whilst all sinners, come to him, you may. Are you weary of life? Jesus, give you life from the dead. But then, of course, some people, you know, he says that because all my adversaries have become a reproach, especially even my neighbors. Even his neighbors don't want to know him. Loneliness is a terrible affliction. Is that you? Deserted by family, deserted by friends, living alone. A life of loneliness is awful, it's appalling, it's terrible. But here, my friends, is Jesus, a friend who sticks closer than a brother, a friend who will never depart from you, never leave you, never forsake you. Jesus, to him. He died for his friend. He laid down his life for his friend. Would you be a friend of Jesus? Will you trust in this? Will you trust his atoning death? Will you trust in what he has done in order that you might be delivered from your distress, from your weariness, from your loneliness? Would you have a friend who'll never forsake you, who'll love you incomparably, love you? Jesus, let me introduce you to his friendship today. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you that God save you, that God put his spirit in you. Let me pray for you that God reconcile you to himself through his son Jesus, that you might come to know Jesus as your friend, as a friend who stays closer than a brother, never to leave you, never to forsake you. I care not also your reason for coming. Sin, sick of it, weariness of life, distress, loneliness, it doesn't matter. Whatever the reason, whatever the trouble, assuredly, as the sparks fly upwards, man's born to trouble. There's always trouble. Why? Because there's always sin. Sin is the cause, the root cause. But Jesus is the cure. He's the answer. He's the deliverer. He delivered you today. Come to him. Christ is risen. Death has died. He's conquered it. You may come. You may be delivered. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Receive life from the dead, even eternal life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the psalmist, he goes on to talk about the terror, the fear on every side, surrounded by fear, he says. The fear of man, is that what keeps you from Jesus? The fear of man? Do you live in terror of your neighbors? Do you live in fear of your work colleagues? Do you work in fear of your family? The fear of man, it brings a snare. Keeps you from God, keeps you from believing. Don't fear man, says Jesus. Don't fear man. All he can do is kill your body. Fear God, he says, who has the power, the authority, not only to kill your body, but to cast your soul into eternal flames. It's God that you should fear. A healthy fear of God, also sinners, that's what you need. Come today. Repent of your fear. Turn from your distress. Turn in your weariness. Turn in your tiredness. Turn to Jesus. Turn to the Son of God, who bids you to come. Come to me, all you that are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest for your soul. His burden is light. His yoke is easy. Easy to get along with. Come today also. Don't delay. Don't suffer anymore. Don't suffer the weariness. Don't plod through just another day, another day of existence. Come that you might receive life. Life from the dead. Life eternal. Life evermore. Trust in Jesus. That's what wise men still do. God loved you also. He gave his son for you to deliver you from the distress, from the weariness, from the fear of man, to deliver you, rescue you from sin, from the cause, the root cause of it all. Sin in the heart, of men and women such as you and I. Jesus died for sinners. He died on the cross for sinners. Christ Jesus came into the world for sinners to rescue them from it and all its consequences. He died for them and he rose again from the dead that they might have life, eternal, everlasting. He's alive. Christ is alive. Christ is risen. Death is conquered, overcome. Sin, death, and hell, Satan, the devil, all overcome. Freedom. Jesus is his name. The mighty Son of God. Resurrect you today and put life into your soul and make you live for the first time in your earthly existence and make you to live even though you die. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. How? Because Jesus conquered death, overcame it, alive, a risen Savior, not a dead prophet, alive, alive, forever. And if you believe in him, you will live forever. Believe. Only believe, says Jesus. Just believe. Salvation, life, deliverance will be yours. No cost to you. No. Come without cost, says God. Come, come, come. You who are thirsty, hungry, weary, in distress, come, come, come. He says, come. You may come. God invites you. His Son invites you. He's offered to you on a plate. Take him home with you, and he's yours, your friend forever. Alive, alive, life. One day you'll perhaps hear the news. The street preacher is dead. Don't believe them. Don't believe them, Walsall. I'll be more alive than ever I was before. Life. Life in Jesus. Never ending. Sir, have you got life? Sir, have you got the life of Jesus in you, sir? Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like it. You got the life of Jesus in you. You'd be stood here beside me. Yeah. And you would be crying out, hallelujah. You got the life of Jesus in you, girls? Huh? Have you? Time you did. Don't just applaud. Believe, girls, believe. Believe. You can have religion in you. That's not the same thing. Madam, you got life. You got the life of Jesus in you, madam. Huh? Jesus, once he puts his life in you, it never comes to an end. You cannot die when you've got the life of Jesus in you. You got the life of Jesus in you, sir? Huh? You believe in him? You trust in him? You've been resurrected, sir? Give me a hallelujah, sir. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Christ is risen! Death is conquered! You've been born again, miss? Huh? You need to be born again, says Jesus. Jesus needs to put his life into you. Jesus needs to put his life into you and his incomparable love into you. Only Jesus can do it. There's no other Savior. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No salvation, no deliverance, no life in any other. Muhammad can't put life into you. He's dead. He's dead.
sin is a doornail, sir, to life in you, sir. Life in Jesus. Huh? Muhammad can't put life into you. He's dead. Dead is a doornail. Papa Rome can't do that. Look at that old guy sat there in the Vatican. What could that do for anybody, I ask you? He's got no life in himself. You can have religion in you, but that's not the same as having Jesus in you. You need Jesus in you. Not Jesus in the Bible. Not Jesus in the manger. Not Jesus in the cross. Not Jesus in heaven. You need Jesus in you. He's the hope of glory. You need to possess him. You need to lay hold of him. You need to believe on him. You need to take him by violence if need be. Storm the very kingdom of heaven. Don't take no for an answer. Come to me, Jesus. Put life into me, Jesus. Resurrect me, Jesus. Because only he can give you that life, that eternal life, that everlasting life. Only he can save you. But that's what he came for, that's what he loves to do. You're not saved, it's your own fault. There's salvation. There's salvation. Believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus, young lady. That's the best counsel. That's the best counsel that ever you'll get. If you're not saved, it's your own fault. It's your own fault. God has loved you, and Christ has died for you. You're not saved, it's your own fault. Got the life of Jesus in you, sir. Been born again, sir. Read the leaflet, sir. Tell you how to be. You're not saved, it's your own fault. God has made provision for you. God so loved the world. Are you saved, sir? Why are you not saved, sir? Why haven't you got the life of Jesus in you, sir? Come and tell me. Why? Because you won't believe. That's all. Because you won't believe. You believe in Jesus and you get salvation. You get life from the dead. You're saved, man. You're saved. You believe in Jesus? You got the life of Jesus in you, sir? Why not? God gave you his son so you could be saved. What's the matter with you guys? Come on! Huh? Believe! Believe! Believe, says God, that's all. Not asking you to jump through hoops. Not asking you to dress in religious clothes and do religious things. All he's asking you to do is believe. I provide you, he says, with the gift. I give you my son, my only son. I give him up to the death of the cross, and I raise him from the dead so that you can be saved, so you can be life. Why haven't you got life? Huh? Why haven't you got life? Because you won't believe in Jesus. You'll believe in everything and anything else. You'll believe in Afghanistani religion. You'll believe in the Pope's religion. You'll believe in Santa Claus. You'll believe in evolution. You'll believe anything that the devil feeds you with. But you won't believe in Jesus. That's why you're not saved. True soul, because you won't believe in Jesus, sir. Get rid of your religion. And then you can get rid of those religious clothes. You can get that frock off and wear a pair of trousers like the rest of us. Huh? Wearing religious clothes, eh? Like that's going to save you, eh? Like that's going to change you. Like that's going to put life in you. I ask, you saved, sir? You saved? You got Jesus, sir, in you? Why do I not believe you? Why do I not believe him? Only believe, says God. God has done everything. God could not do any more for this world. He so loved the world, he gave his only son. And his only son has done everything necessary in order for you to be saved, in order for you to be delivered. in order for you to have life abundant, life overflowing, life eternal, life everlasting. If you haven't got it, it's your own fault. If you're living in weariness, in distress, in fear of man, it's your own fault, because God has made provision for you to be delivered.
Been delivered, sir? Huh? You believe in Jesus, sir? Huh? I do, girls. Believe in Jesus. So, you got the life of Jesus in you, sir? Huh? You need it, sir. You look like you need it. Not much life showing there. God has done everything necessary. And here it's set before you, once again, here in the Walsall Town Centre. Will you come? Will you come, Walsall, to Jesus? Will you come for life? Will you come for salvation? Will you come that you might never die? Will you come to Jesus? Will you come now? Come, one, come all. Come to us, that we might pray with you, that we might pray Jesus into you. Let us counsel you, impart to you a copy of the sacred Holy Scriptures, the Word of God, that you might read, that you might feed your soul, that it might be nourished with the bread of life and the water of life poured into your soul through Jesus. Come. Come to Jesus. Come to the Son of God. Bow down before Him. Worship and adore Him. Call out to Him, cry out to Him, O gracious Lord, deliver me from my distress, from my weariness, from my fear of man. Deliver me from my loneliness. Come and befriend me. Come and save me. Come and deliver me. Come and give life to me. Let that be your prayer today, Walsall. You want help? Come to us. Somebody to pray for you? Come to us. You want a copy of the Bible? Come to us. But don't forget to come to Jesus. He's the one that you need most of all. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. Trust in Jesus. Wise men, still do that today, sir. Still do that today. Trust in Jesus. Don't be afraid of Him. He'll have you. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and He'll open unto you. Repent and believe the gospel also. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent, 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 and believe the gospel. And like a copy of God's word, come and ask for one. May God bless you also. Bless you, I say, have mercy upon you. Upon your precious, never, never dying soul.